And now here is a short conversation with Brother Tara Shankar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who now works in the Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust in the Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. A very gifted singer, percussionist and guitar player, Tara now shares his insights about this beautiful bhajan. Saram, Brother Tara Shankar, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai to this program, Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you very much, Saram.
So please tell us, you are here with your guitar. If you can give us some insights about how we could present this bhajan in a beautiful manner. This is Swami's bhajan. It's a short bhajan, but it's a very sweet bhajan. If you can share your impressions about what are the things that we should be careful about so that when we sing this bhajan, we can do justice to the melody of this bhajan.
It's basically very light bhajan, very soft, lots of waves, and curves are not given that much of importance. I mean, not those straight khatkas, just waves, waves and waves.
Very flowy.
It's just floating. Just, so if I would sing it like this while practicing, this would be my practice style. As usual, breaking down every note, every word, and starting note, landing note. Those are prerequisites we must be careful about. So,
Madhuvana Sanchari Shama Murari.
Well,
this Shama Murari.
This is very, very important. Actually, this pattern is going to repeat even the next line and even the last line.
Okay.
So, this pattern is very important to follow.
In this bhajan.
This bhajan, yeah. This bhajan, this pattern has to be followed meticulously. And actually, there are chances of going, you know, off the Shruti. Even maybe when I sang it right now, maybe I went little off.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It's like,
Madhuvana Sanchari Shama Murari. Shama Murari.
Those notes.
Shama Murari. Shri Madhusudana Murali Dhari. Shri Madhusudana Murali Dhari.
Again, Dhari
Shama Murari.
Yes.
So that similar pattern is repeated.
Shri Madhusudana Murali Dhari.
Shri Madhusudana Murali Dhari. First time when we sang it, it was quite plain. Second time, you can add a little bit of curve, like
Shri Madhusudana Murali Dhari.
It's not exactly a curve, a slightly more wavy.
Yeah, you can perhaps give a small touch. To give it
highlight,
a little more beautiful.
You highlight that,
yes,
part.
Madhuvana Sanchari Shama Murari.
Whatever, however.
Madhava Mohana Mayura Mukuta Dhara. Madhava Mohana Mayura Mukuta Dhara.
Even here, it's all a wave. There is no curve as such. And starting note line,
Madhava Mohana Mayura Mukuta Dhara.
That much is enough. Then again, the first pattern is going to repeat.
Mathuranatha Prabhu Giridhari.
Yes.
You noted that?
Yes.
Mathuranatha Sai Giridhari.
So, nothing much to be done. Just take care of little things. Small things will always make, you know, big. You take care of small things, rest is always taken care of. During practice time,
yes,
while you're present, you are a listener. You are a companion of Swami. You're listening along with Him.
Yes.
So we enjoy together.
Wonderful. I think it's really what you shared. even though it's a very small insight, but as you mentioned, these small things is what make the bhajan so beautiful.
Yes.
And if you are careful about the small things, then definitely what will emerge will be a very melodious offering to Bhagwan.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sairam.